How do things get named? We name our children, we name our pets, sometimes even our possessions. Astronomers have named stars, zoologists have named new species, but often names reveal little. NPR's Margot Adler now tells us a personal story about one name, a boat called Mickey Murphy.
On Pier 84, overlooking the Hudson River in New York City, a small ferry docks. It's bright yellow with black and white checks. The ferry has room for 50 passengers. The name of the boat, Mickey Murphy, can be seen in lighted letters on the front. It's part of a new ferry service for commuters and tourists called New York Water Taxi. I'm getting on board because I knew Mickey Murphy. She was the mother of my best friend in grammar school. She died about a year ago, and it's hard to think of her now as a boat on the Hudson River.
It's squat. You know those toy taxis? It's sort of like that, you know, the old checkers where you had the jump seats in the back and all of that.
That's Mickey's daughter, Sarah, now a novelist living in Calgary, Canada. You could argue that Sarah moved about as far away from Mickey as possible. When Sarah took a ride on the Mickey, she had these thoughts.
She was certainly a turbulent character, which works with this wonderful small boat on the harbor.
The thing about statues or monuments or names is that people end up remembering such a small slice of someone's life. For Tom Fox, the president of New York Water Taxi, Mickey was a tireless activist who fought to preserve the Brooklyn waterfront and open it to the public. Tom Fox.
Mickey was a battle axe. She was a, hey, how you doing, kiddo?
She was a hard-drinking, hard-talking,
hard-living lady. She passed away when I was building the boat, so I decided how better to give tribute to a wonderful lady and to the unsung heroes who opened up the New York Harbor.
But the Mickey I remember from my childhood was different. She had been a newspaper writer for the New York Post in the 1940s and 50s, and when I was a 7-year-old child going to Brooklyn for sleepovers, I remember alcoholic binges, stones thrown at windows, and my friend walking into school in a blizzard with her shoes wrapped in newspaper. It's the stuff of novels, and perhaps it's no coincidence that my friend Sarah is now a novelist.
You have a woman who was not only damaged, but damaging. I mean, there's no question about that. It's not an easy one to talk about, and it's not covered by the sort of genteel anti-mame image or the sort of general image of the three martini lunch.
But reality is often multiple. Mickey Murphy reinvented herself in later life, and she in fact became the stalwart activist appropriately honored by this lovely little catamaran. She served on committees and supported the fight for Parkland. It's often hard to hold different realities in one's head. But Sarah hopes that her mother will be remembered for the difficult parts of her history, as well as the successes. After all, she says, role confusion and drinking was part of the history of many women writers of that era. Boarding the Mickey Murphy, the boat moves quickly. The captain is Mike Moran.
It's a pretty smooth ride. Yeah, the faster you go, the smoother it is.
Small ferries are making a comeback on the Hudson, and it's no wonder. The scenery is spectacular, the ride is fabulous, and it's fast as a subway. Tom Fox of New York Water Taxi watches his three boats, including the Mickey Murphy, take their first ride.
This is their inaugural evening. They're dancing for the crowd. It's good to see Mick back on the waterfront.
But for me, this river journey brings back childhood memories more durable than a photograph. An ailanthus tree in a backyard, the smell of cigarette smoke, a glass of scotch, a sense of wariness and unease. A raspy voice saying, how you doing, kiddo? Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Okay, ma'am. Watch your step.
Thanks.
You're welcome.